With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Terror group Hamas says Eden Alexander, the last living American hostage in Gaza, will be released as part of efforts to establish a ceasefire, reopen crossings into the territory, and resume the delivery of aid. The announcement comes shortly before President Trump visits the Middle East this week. India and Pakistan are accusing one another of violating a ceasefire deal.
They're trying to get back to normal in the disputed territory of Kashmir after a ceasefire between India and Pakistan took effect Saturday. But residents and officials in the region say there was overnight fighting between Indian and Pakistani troops. People on both sides of the line of control, which divides the territory, say fighting did subside by Sunday morning. This resident of Uri, under Indian control, says, "We want peace, not war. People are against the war because people of the border area are most affected by this." I'm Donna Water.
An earthquake in Tennessee.
A 4.1 magnitude earthquake rocks Tennessee Saturday. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it's not uncommon in the region.
People, you know, felt their house shaking. Maybe they saw their chandeliers swinging back and forth. And but we wouldn't expect significant damage until quakes get about magnitude 5.
Caruso says folks in the region can expect aftershocks. I'm Julie Walker.
A lithium deposit worth over $1 trillion has been discovered in the U.S., located in the McDermott Caldera on the Oregon-Nevada border. It's what could be one of the largest lithium deposits ever found. Geologists say the caldera may contain between 20 and 40 million metric tons of lithium. This is SRN News. The question is, what has a spirit? Michael Harrington has more.
That's the topic of a new global poll released by the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a majority of people in most countries believe that animals have a spirit. Here in the U.S., 57% think so. But what about a tree or a mountain? Most people in most countries also say yes to that, including 48% of Americans. The Pew survey also reveals that older folks are a lot less likely than the young to believe that animals or other things have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump supporters celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to allow the administration to enforce a ban on people with gender dysphoria in the military while legal challenges proceed. Shortly after returning to office, the president issued an executive order banning service members from posing as the opposite sex. It was Barack Obama who opened the military to those with gender identity disorders in 2016. This is SRN News. Judges in several states may soon get a new tool to stop dangerous drivers from speeding.
A device called Intelligent Speed Assistance prevents a car from accelerating far past the speed limit. Virginia this year became the first state to approve such a tool for reckless drivers. Similar measures awaiting governor's signatures in Washington and Georgia. The Washington legislation was inspired by a Seattle crash in which a teenager traveling 112 miles per hour killed four people when he slammed into their minivan. He was sentenced to more than 17 years in prison. When he gets out on probation, he'll have to install this device. John Scott reporting.
Another 130,000 Igloo coolers are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the recall comes after consumers reported 78 fingertip injuries from the cooler's tow handle. The warning expands an initial recall issued in February of over 1,090 quart Igloo flip and tow rolling coolers. More at SRNnews.com.